Let me give you a little personal story. A friend of mine, actually, the show's producer, has been struggling with a busy schedule, super high anxiety, as I see her running around all the time. After she's tried Ned, she's felt relief in the following of ways. Right? She had a hard time coming down from work, for sure. Busy day, fully loaded, calendar, constantly worrying about what's on the next day to-do list. So CBD from Ned has been helping her unwind easier, settle her brain. Right? When she's laying down to go to sleep, her brain is still spinning. It eases the spinning. It relaxes the brain. This is something that I've actually experienced too. I spoke about before, and it helps her fall asleep quicker. Why? Well, what's happening is the endocannabinoid system is here at play. This is an inherent system that we have in our body to which CBD activates, right? It's a very natural, ancient response in our body. It's a full spectrum formula. Ned is going to promote relaxing in a euphoric state. And it's essential for proper unwinding. It's believed that the endocannabinoid system is super important at maintaining emotional homeostasis, balance. It's the buffer system for the emotional response. So using a formula like Ned is going to give the system the signal for a healthy response to stress in the body and calm it down from a continuous signaling of stressful events. So you heard me speak about it before. Ned is an amazing company. You go on the website, super impressed by their branding, beautiful, their mission, got on the phone with them, love the ethos of the company. They're all about spreading healing and quality. You can read all of their third-party documents about their products on their website for each single constituent in the product, which is amazing stuff. Clean of preservatives, but has all the necessary full-spectrum cannabinoids to work in your body, right? You don't want a isolate, but you want the full spectrum. Ned, a full-spectrum CBD, is extracted from organically grown hemp seeds from Peonia, Colorado. Super impressed by their process of slow-cold extraction of hemp flowers under 40 degrees Fahrenheit. There's zero isolates, zero synthetic ingredients. You can go on the website, as I mentioned before, you're going to look at full transparency. This is number one for a company to be featured on the show. It has to be super transparent, and they have all of the third-party testing on the website. Full spectrum means you're getting all of the cannabinoids, not just CBD. You're going to get a wide range of benefits into your biological system, and here are some of the best-known ones. A sleep aid to treat insomnia, in my experience, that was probably the best intervention that it helped me with. Anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, natural pain reliever, may help in PTSD, anxiety, and depression, and helpful for treatment of chronic diseases such as epilepsy, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and more. So as a give back to the Heal Thyself listener, because you know we got love for you, you're going to receive 15% off of your first purchase and 20% off of your first membership purchase. Memberships are awesome. Here's why. You're going to get 15% off of every single purchase. Go to helloned.com/drg, and the code is DRG at checkout. That's helloned.com/DRG. You're going to get 15% off of your first one-time order and 20% off of your first subscription order, plus free shipping. Thank you, Ned. All right, everyone, welcome to Heal Thyself. Very special time of the week. I love giving you this information, and I love that you're receiving it and taking the time out of your day, as always. What a good show we have today. So this past week, there came out a report that analyzed over 100 different hand sanitizers. So I'm going to be talking about what was found in this hand sanitizer, why we should be concerned, and is the hand sanitizer that you're using a problem for your health? You may not know. And this is what the show is about, right? Informed consent, stuff that we don't know. Also, very special guest. You know I'm a fan of sauna. I've been putting it all over Instagram. I've been talking about it for quite a while, for years actually. And the founder of Clear Light Saunas is coming to tell us why we should be doing a sauna. What are the health benefits? And long-term, how can we heal, getting close to nature? And it's a very special story, actually. We're going to talk a little bit about the mental, emotional, physical, spiritual stuff, too. So a very holistic conversation from a very brilliant mind. So without further ado, let's get to the show. All right, hand sanitizers. Now, everyone and their mom has been using hand sanitizers, especially past year. And there's been a boom in sales of hand sanitizers. All of us have them in our backpacks, in our car, in our purses, in our pocket, wherever it is. We've grown to this sanitization paranoia nation. And with this hand sanitizer, the advent of it, really the overuse of it, one, we're starting to put our bodies in a place where they may not be in the best possible place for healing. So what I mean by that is saying that as we're being exposed throughout the day and we're absolutely overusing hand sanitizer, putting it on just for the heck of it at this point, you know, if we touch a desk, we put it on. If we touch a bathroom knob, okay, yeah, we got to put it on, go to the gas station, put it on. But what I want to bring is light to a problem that we're finding in hand sanitizers. Of course, there's always a problem, right? Always something comes, especially because we've never gotten to the root of the problem. And the root of the problem is that there's really poor regulation and no one is really testing these companies for what's in there. Now, before I get into it, remember, soap is always the better option versus hand sanitizer. So you have the option to soap your hands, wash them. Do that before you do the hand sanitizer, okay? But I'm not here to talk about soap versus hand sanitizer. I'm here to drop some bombs. And guess what? Valisure, this is an online pharmacy that did a deep dive into the chemicals found in hand sanitizers. And boy, this was a juicy one, all right? You know what I love? I love when companies do the legwork for me, all right? So then I don't have to do the investigation, put together the reports, and then bring it to you. When they do the legwork, then I could just talk about it. Makes my life a little bit easier. But wonderful work that this online pharmacy Valisure did. On March 24th, 2021, last week, they did an incredible investigation on hand sanitizers. And they went over 260 different hand sanitizers to look for benzene, right? This is a carcinogenic chemical, benzene. You heard me talk about it in the context of off-gassing of chemicals in your home, and we know that's there. But guess what? Benzene has been found in hand sanitizers. Benzene, a known carcinogen, was found in hand sanitizer, and it's carcinogenic to humans. There is no safe level of the exposure to this chemical. And long-term use have been associated with cancers like leukemia. And across the board, it's in agreement. CDC, World Health Organization, IARC, this is a nasty chemical and will make you sick. And guess what? It's not only in hand sanitizers. It's in crude oil, gasoline, cigarette smoke, car exhaust, mattresses, carpets, furniture, off-gassing, right? You see, it's not just hand sanitizer, but it's a cumulative exposure that we're exposed to throughout the day, every single day over time. Here's a 2020 quote from a research study out of UC Berkeley. There is no safe level of exposure to benzene, and all exposures constitute some risk in a linear, if not superlinear and additive fashion. It can be inhaled, it can go through the skin and the eye, or it can be ingested. And now, the FDA had a strict policy on allowing benzene in products, right? They said no benzene. They were very strict about it. But in light of recent events, as of last year, they allowed an interim level of 2 parts per million of benzene in products. And guess what? This Valisure investigation of 260 different hand sanitizers found that 20 of them had elevated levels of benzene, some up to 8 times higher than the temporary allowable limit. You know, you give companies an inch and they take a mile, you know? But here's the good news. A lot of the hand sanitizers are some you never heard of. A lot of them were from China or Korea, but they are found here in America. Not the highest popular brands, but still, what I'll mention is that something that is important to understand is that even though the FDA loosened its limits, there's still poor regulation. You see how poor the regulation is. You see companies are not testing to keep you safe. It takes an online pharmacy independent investigation to show that a lot of these hand sanitizers that you may be using or someone you know may be using may be a problem to our health long-term for sure, right? So there's some concerning results that we see, and keep that in mind, but it can be a microcosm of things in the industry that are slipping through the cracks, like the food we eat, the products in our home, and the things we put in our skin. So understand, the FDA is not here to protect you, right? The industry is not here to protect you. And unfortunately, sometimes it takes third-party investigations to shed light on a bigger problem and get to the root of it. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring this to light through this investigation, and I'm going to talk about this as much as I can. Not only hand sanitizers, but the things that we really need to know. The things that companies out there that are doing right by us, third-party testing, objectively bringing out results, bringing that information to you guys, and that's what we'll keep doing. But for this show, we're going to talk about hand sanitizers and the Valisure investigation. So let's go to the product review and get to the ones that we're really concerned.
If
Before I get into the hand sanitizers in this product review section, understand that some of them were found to be super toxic. I want you to take a deep breath, right? Because most of the sanitizers listed are not the super popular ones that you may be buying, the conventional ones. So take a deep breath, but not fully, right? Because still, the conventional hand sanitizers that you're using, still the really popular ones, are not the best ones out there, for sure. So let's keep that in mind. But for the sake of this investigation, let me mention the ones that had toxic levels of benzene, all right, above the FDA's interim limit. Now, a lot of these were from China and Korea. As we know, unfortunately, there's big loopholes taken in China, Korea, even India, of the products that come here. And unfortunately, a lot of the supplements and a lot of the products that we use fall through those loopholes and and can be very toxic, right? So what I always talk about is supplements. If they're coming from China or India, you always have to put a big red exclamation mark over them. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it is, all right? So a lot of the hand sanitizers from China and Korea were found to have high levels of benzene, this cancer-causing chemicals. So if you are using any of these brands, and these are the ones from China and Korea, but I'm also going to name the ones that were found from the USA that were also found to have high levels. But True Wash, The Cream Shop, Star Wars, Body Prescription, Born Basic, and I really hope to never be born basic, but Beauty Concepts, Art Naturals, Pure Logic, Puritize, and Hand Clean were from China and Korea, and these are the ones that had really high levels. The USA brands that had high levels are Clean, Protect, and Sanitize, that's one company, Natural Wonders, Miami Carry On, SS Lavender, and Herbs. If you use hand sanitizers from any of the aforementioned ones, throw those away immediately, okay? And I'm gonna tell you some of my favorites, but I'm also gonna tell you the ones that in this investigation passed also. So the Value Sure investigation broke it down and they had the list of the ones that were over the FDA limits and the ones that were under 0.1 parts per million. So some of the conventional or more popular brands that did get a pass were ones that I knew of, Raw Sugar, Honest, Miss Myers, Germ X, Dove, Purell, which is the most popular one most likely, Dr. Bronner's, Whole Foods, Andalou. These are ones that had lower levels. So if you're taking these, great. I do think that there's better ones out there overall, aside from the benzene aspect, which I'm going to name. But before I do, if you want to see the full list, go to valuesure.com and you'll see their petition documents and you can click on each one and go through the full list if you're more curious than anything that I've given you in this, so you can go deeper, okay? So, but some of my favorite, personal favorite hand sanitizers are the ones that have the cleanest ingredients and they have naturally derived scents. If it is scented, it's naturally derived from essential oils. So two of them that were mentioned in this investigation, Dr. Bronner's and actually EO, the essential oil ones, those are two that I mentioned back early on when I did the hand sanitizer review as some of the best ones, and I still really like them. So EO and Dr. Bronner's are below 0.1 parts per million of benzene, which is at a safe level. I also like the Puracy one, really good for kids. And Prima. You'll remember that I had Jessica Saf here. She was the founder of Prima, the CBD-based company, but it's a really good one, and here's why. It's actually my favorite one. It's because they know, and these are all over 60% alcohol, which your hand sanitizer should always be over 60% to kill those bugs, right? But the Prima's a very special one because they use 60% alcohol, but they know that alcohol will dry your hands out immediately. You'll know if you've worked in a hospital or you've had someone in the hospital and you're continuously using hand sanitizer, you'll see your hands will dry out pretty fast. So they use hand moisturizer with the formula. So it's nice. So as you're using the alcohol to clean your hands, you're simultaneously moisturizing them and keeping them hydrated. That's why Prima is my favorite. So my four favorite, Puracy, Prima, Dr. Bronner's, and EO, favorite hand sanitizers, but also make sure that you're washing your hands more than you're hand sanitizing them. And also understand that there was a study showing that hand sanitizers and folks who touch receipts, BPA level receipts, right? Those endocrine disruptors, they work together such that the hand sanitizer will increase the amount of chemicals, BPA, going into the system. So if you're working at a cash register and your friend or your boss or you heard that you always have to sanitize your hands after every customer, that might be a big problem. So if you are or someone you know, tell them and let them know that maybe they should either wear gloves or we wash their hands simultaneously instead of using hand sanitizer all day. Okay, there you go. That is the very important Value Assure investigation. Always remember that there are companies out there that are doing third-party testing, which is really great. Consumer Labs, Consumer Reports, they do these type of things also. Dr. G. But as always, make sure that you are conscious of how much you're using hand sanitizer, the type you're using. If any of the aforementioned ones with high levels of benzene are ones that you're using, throw them away immediately, move to better ones. And yeah, I really hope that that summary of the investigation really helped. And so excited to get our special guest on. I have a Clear Light sauna. I love my Clear Light sauna in every single way, from pain to inflammation to sleep rhythms. It's something I do in the morning, early in the morning after workout. It helps me detox. Man, it just feels so good to sweat. And I remember years ago when I was working out, one of my first Facebook posts, I think, was the importance of sweating every single day. And I still stand by that, getting a good sweat in every single day. So we're going to talk about the benefits of sauna, why you should be doing sauna, or maybe investing in one in the future, and how we're getting closer to nature. And Dr. Duncan is the founder of Clear Light. So let us get into this conversation with him. All right, everyone. Today's special guest is a very special guest. Dr. Duncan is the founder of the Clear Light saunas more than 25 years ago. Now, this is the sauna that I have. You might see me post about it, put it on stories, but now we're going to get deep into why we all should be raising our core body temperature every single day, like we were just talking before we got on air. But welcome to the show, Dr. Duncan.
Happy to be here. It's great.
Yeah. Pleasure. So you're calling all the way up from Berkeley. Is that where you started Clear Light Saunas?
It is. And that was actually when I was in chiropractic school, I started the business up. So going to school, as you know, it's a little strenuous, and starting the company at the same time. So it was very interesting.
Very interesting. Okay, so what, because there's not a lot of people who are that entrepreneurial during school when their head's in the books. So what made you just go, let me start a sauna company?
Well, I ended up, as I was 20 years in manufacturing without getting too much into the weeds. And then I got the bug to be a chiropractor, came out to California. And then I had two teenage daughters. I saw I had to make money while I was in school. So I became a massage therapist. And then I bought one of these infrared saunas. There was only one company making them down in Southern California, and nobody heard of them. And then I started seeing what it did to people's bodies. And that just hooked me in. So I saw the potential and became a dealer for that company. And that's where I started, and eventually wanted to build my own saunas and take what I learned from the human body, my understanding and healing, and put that into my saunas. So that was the start of it.
I love that because at this point, it takes months to get a Clear Light sauna because you said the sales have been up. Everyone is really wanting to get their hands on it. And it's nice because I think we're just approaching this wellness shift where now people are getting closer to nature, right? How can we heat up the body, sweat? We were just talking about jumping in cold water. It's less like all of these really fancy pills that we're taking every single day and crazy diets. How can we just get back to nature? And I think that sauna is one of the massive, massive tools that we can be using.
I think that you're right. This past year has been a big shift from curing to healing, you know, and the people, because there was nothing they could do but to look to their bodies and go, I have to make myself healthier. How can I do that? Big shift.
Mm-hmm. I love the curing to healing, right? The healing is the long term. Just we are just feeling in our bodies the best that we have felt. So you mentioned when you were in school, infrared. And what were some of the things you saw that people were benefiting from infrared? And how new was this concept to you? Were you just learning it in school?
Yeah. Well, infrared was something we have to, as a chiropractors, we take a whole PT course and modalities of infrared and different things. But what I was seeing with the people I was putting in the sauna and for myself was the first thing that happened was muscle pain, tension would really go away quite a bit just by sitting in the sauna because the infrared penetrates deeply. Then people would start telling me and I would experience that my skin was getting softer. And my sleep patterns were getting better. So all these things were happening. I went, wow, there's really something going on here. And that was the start.
Yeah, I can attest to that. That's exactly what I've been feeling. So knock on wood, I don't feel chronic pain in my body. But what I do notice is that the rhythms have been better, especially when so usually I'll wake up and get like right into the sauna or even after a workout in the morning. But I noticed come nighttime, oh yeah, like the night's falling and my body's like, all right, wind down. You're getting tired way earlier, and it's sort of like those proteins that are being activated are activating different signals in the body, and this is my favorite part. There's a lot of data on sauna that I've been reading through, and a lot of big proponents, even like the biggest evidence-based people out there who are really by the books, they're still talking about sauna. Like I was listening to Rhonda Patrick talk about everything about the power of saunas and what it does. So, how have you learned? Have you seen over the years the research coming out on saunas? Because 25 years ago might have been much less.
Oh yeah, and of course there was the big Finnish study that talked about saunas and their relationship to sudden cardiac death and actually lowering all cause mortality. That was a big 20-year study with over 2,000 people. So. Things like that. And people like Dr. Michael Roizen, who's chief wellness officer at Cleveland Clinic, from the podium, I was at one of his seminars, and he said, everyone should take an infrared sauna at least 3 times a week. And really, tears came to my eyes after, you know, many 20-plus years of kind of being at, you know, starting out at home and garden shows and people walking by and go, oh, what's that, an outhouse, you know? It was sort of the imprimatur. So it's come full circle because people they're looking for ways to be healthier.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that was it. The Finnish study I was reading about, I mean, cardiovascular is probably some of the biggest benefits that we see. And it's even preventative. You don't have to have a history of high blood pressure or heart disease or a family member who's had it to do it. You know, we should be getting in there to protect our heart. It's really so encouraging for all of us because cardiovascular disease is the number one killer, right?
It is. And then they also in that study, just all cause mortality. So that's everything was like, I can't remember exactly, you're reading it now, it's like 40% lower. And you have to take, I think it was 4 times a week, but only 20 minutes. So, you know, people can go in, they can listen to a book on tape, you know, with the Bluetooth, or just relax, meditate, and have this huge difference in outcome.
And that's what I do. So in the mornings, if I don't get the chance to meditate, like in my little meditation area, I go right in the sauna. If I'm like sort of trying to kill two birds with one stone and get my sauna in, I'll meditate, get into a really deep state. And what I notice actually is it makes me stay longer in the sauna, right? Because I'm just at peace. My heart rate is lower, so I can stay longer in the sauna. Because sometimes, I mean, towards the end, you're like, "Whoa, this is really hot," you know. But interesting. I was listening to Rhonda Patrick talk about the sauna, and she said that those uncomfortable proteins that are released, that you feel that discomfort when you come out, they go down, and those neurotransmitters that make you feel good go up, and those are the endorphins that we really feel. Isn't that amazing that there's like a reflex like, when you come out?
Yeah, I feel that. And it's the heat shock proteins. And Rhonda Patrick is one of the best advocates for this. And she explains it so well. So she's great.
Yeah. I put up a few things of her. You mentioned heat shock proteins. Yesterday, when I was reading a little bit more about them, one thing I found incredible is that these heat shock proteins prevent the misfolding of proteins in cells, meaning that a misfolded protein can trigger an immune response, an autoimmune response. So even folks with autoimmune disease, theoretically, right now we have something that's really powerful that can protect from those protein signals that are being brought out to the immune system to overreact.
Right. And just from one sauna session, the heat shock proteins that are created will last about a week in the body, running around, and they take those senescent, I call them zombie proteins, the ones that are, they're not dead, they're not alive, they're kind of half dead. They're sitting in the corner somewhere just putting out cytokines, and the heat shock proteins will usher them out. They'll take them out the door. So it's really an amazing process.
I love to hear that. Now, I am crazy about making sure that it's the cleanest of the clean for everything. That's sort of what I bring out to people. And before I was doing any work with Clear Light, I was looking at saunas to purchase 2 years ago. And Clear Light, I spoke to so many people at the company. They actually sent me tests, third-party testing. And I was impressed because you guys really make it a duty of yours to make sure there's no toxins or off-gassing and the EMFs. Can you talk a little bit about like the quality, why quality matters in the sauna that you get?
So my orientation coming from being a chiropractor and understanding about healing the body, and that we were talking before, that I look at this as my practice. So I started doing this, and I wanted to build a sauna that the primary thing that we do, if it doesn't help you to heal, if it doesn't add something to that experience, then there's no reason to do it. So in the creation and the design of the sauna over years and years and years, every little thing that we've done has been with that input. And most companies, that is not their driver. Most companies are, you know, if I can take some money out of the sauna and put it in my pocket, that's what I want to do. And my passion is to help people to heal. And you can see that in your sauna. And now we're at a point where we've taken the EMF out, we've taken the electrical fields out, we have a non-toxic sauna, and the heaters are designed and placed around you and the wavelengths and everything. Now that I've got you in the sauna, I'm trying to do, what else can I do to help you to heal? That's why we came out with the red light, and we're going to be introducing the halo therapy unit. You're sitting in there, so let's heal you with all the modalities that we can. So it's just a different orientation. I want to heal people. I want to, before I get off this earth, I want to help as many people improve their lives as I can. That's what I'm here for.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you and me were aligning. We were talking about it. And it's such a beautiful thing when we can take our passion for healing and maybe move it in a little bit unconventional way. Instead of being in an office and working as a chiropractor, me working as a naturopathic doctor, we're doing other things where we can actually promote healing. But it's interesting that you said the sauna being a microcosm of basically healing. And it's like this, removing the stuff that is blocking the barriers to healing, right? What is the obstacle to healing and giving the body what it needs? And that's exactly what the sauna is doing. You're in a box where you're removing all of those toxins that off gas when you're in a sauna, or electromagnetic fields that really disrupt your healing. And then you're giving the things like the red light, right? Like the high heat that raises your core body temperature. It's designed for just what you said, healing.
Well, the other thing that I see is, you know, you go in the sauna, you're going to get the toxins out of your body. You're going to get a vasodilation, which is going to put you into parasympathetic. And all these things are happening that are going to reduce stress. You know, there's just so many things that happen while you're sitting in that box, just relaxing. You know, it's not onerous. It's not like you have to, eat some sort of root that you don't want to eat for 20 days and, you know, go on a 40-day fast or run a marathon. Just sit in there, relax. It feels good. And all these things are happening to help your body and support your healing.
Yeah. And like you said, you put on some music that's really relaxing. I always put on really like calm music, like maybe meditative drumming or some chanting, like just something that gets my nervous system really relaxed. Or I'll listen to a podcast, like you said. This is the perfect time to listen to a podcast or a book on audio, you know, where you can actually sit down and go, all right, I can be fully present with it. So for me, it's a moment to like give my body what it needs to heal via the heat, but also be in a meditative state. And I mean, that's awesome. That's awesome, awesome stuff, you know?
We so desperately need that downtime away from devices and a time just to be alone with ourselves. Because the technology and our culture and everything is pulling us in the other direction, and keeping us in that fight or flight way too much.
And again, we mentioned the endorphins, the mental health issue is big. And you just mentioned being on fight or flight, you know, we're always on the go and then we always have our phone on us and we're looking at that blue light and we're seeing a world of images and go, go, go. That's decreasing our dopamine levels, right? Those feel good hormones, right? So I think it behooves us to every single day find a way to increase those endorphins naturally and in a healthy way, right? And this is my way is doing it in the sauna.
There are studies, very good studies that have come out with depression and different things that are aided greatly with the sauna use. Simple way.
In your 25 years, was there anything that, as it was coming out, you said, whoa, I had no idea a sauna would even be helpful for that? Was there anything that really surprised you?
I'm surprised all the time because I started out very conservatively in my estimation and didn't want to promise anything to people. You know, in the beginning, we actually would just take a sauna and give it to people and see. So my first, I can remember a couple in Fremont, and the woman had fibromyalgia, and I didn't know if it would help. The husband thought it would, and I said, we'll give you a sauna, try it out. Totally changed this woman's life to where she couldn't hardly function anymore, and she started walking again in the hills and could get back to work. And you know, it's always been so many things like that. I'm always amazed. I'm still amazed and find these things out.
Yeah, and it's wonderful because that does reflect in the studies. Again, we see the heat shock proteins being activated in the body, cardiovascular system activated, nervous system activated. Then when you come out, it's a whole nother phase. When you're coming out of the heat and your core body temperature is coming down, there's another phase of healing. We were talking a little bit about you starting to do the Wim Hof breathing and getting back to nature. So what are other things that you may do? We talked about the cold plunge, the cold therapy. What are some of your secrets? Because I was surprised when you told me your age. You know, you can see you have the young man glow, right? So I know you're in the sauna and definitely doing the things close to nature. But what are some of the things you do?
So I, you know, try to walk every day. I'm a 10,000 stepper and do a meditation, my own meditation to take time and be in nature. I think that's really important. I have, my whole little vitamin regimen, and I monitor my sleep quite closely and make sure that that's coming in and getting enough REM every night and deep sleep. So those are the basic things. And to really just try to be joyful inside myself. You know, a lot has to do with attitude. You have body, mind, spirit, and try to align all that. And just find some peace within myself, I think has been the most important thing.
Yeah, that's the deep mental, emotional. And to find peace within yourself, do you find that meditation is something very powerful, or reading? I see some banjos in the back, music, creativity.
Yeah, so I've been playing guitar since I was, 12 or 13. And about 2 years ago, I really started getting serious. And so that's been a creative outlet for me, songwriting and performing, but there hadn't been a lot of performing during the times of COVID. So at my age, I'm looking to the next 20 years and see, you know, aside from the sauna business and everything, what do I want to do in a creative aspect? And creating new things for the saunas, we haven't stopped. So there's still a lot of things going on behind the black curtain that will be in the future saunas. So, that's everything. I've got 5 grandkids now. My oldest granddaughter is 21. I can't hardly believe it. So yeah, that's serious.
Yeah, yeah. But I love finding the peace, man. Like when I'm older, I want to say the same things you did: walking, meditating. You know, you have your vitamin regimen, eating good food, sleeping at a good time, and then finding the peace, creating creative self. And I think that sometimes we go through life and at the end of our lives, we go, damn, I should have been more creative. I should have done more of what I love doing, like making music, songwriting, I don't know, dancing, arts and crafts, something that is really creative expression.
What's your passion? And that's the big question. And that can change because we're all going to live much longer. You know, the people that are alive and now there are people that are going to be living to, you know, 120 and things like that. I've also taken time now over the past 10 years, I think, to really try to embrace the concept of dying and what that means, you know, as not just because we all think we're immortal up to a certain point. So I found that that's been very rich in bringing aliveness to every moment today, knowing that this is a finite gift that we have. And that's been very fruitful for me and continues to be.
The synchronicity is so real, because on Tuesday I did a whole live on death and dying. And
oh, is that bringing, right?
Yeah, right on Tuesday, and bringing awareness to what it means to you and how other cultures celebrate it, right? Isn't it? And we are so taboo here in America.
We're so fucked.
We are. It's so true. We ignore like what that concept is, and then once it's rising to the surface in a family member or even yourself, then we don't know how to handle it.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that. I want to hear that. That show. That sounds.
Yeah, my friend and I, we spoke about it. She actually did a breath work. Have you ever tried breath work?
Oh yeah, I've been doing holotropic breath work for many years. Yeah.
Yeah, so she did a holotropic breath work. I think it was her first time, and she went through the dying process. She actually saw her body die, and then a rebirth cycle, and she sort of felt like a bird at some point, being free and living. And it's interesting, because you do that, and it injects into the waking life about, I can see in her, she's going, you know, she's so much more present because she understands this moment is so powerful. And she's so much more vocal about her appreciation and gratitude for people in her life. It's wild. That's true living, right?
That is true living. Living in this moment, not in the past, not in the future, but right here. And that's where the aliveness, the juice is. And I don't want to miss it. I don't want to end up, if I have the luxury of being aware of my dying process, you know, at that point, I don't want it to be like that final in school that I didn't study for, and you're sitting there and they're handing the test out and you went, oh God, I wish I'd studied for this. You know, I don't want death to be like that. So, yeah, well, great. That is synchronistic. That's something.
It is. It really is something. And this is my favorite thing about these interesting guests I bring on. One minute we're talking about saunas and we're talking about death in the same breath. So it's really, there's some awesome people out there, and I love that you are really bringing the power of saunas and for your own self, sharing your process of finding peace, getting close to nature. And maybe someone's listening and they go, you know what? I resonate like that. You know, I really want to do that with my own life. That's what we're here for, right? That's healing. It's true healing, right? When you're living life.
And I really appreciate your approach also in the holistic way that you've embraced everything and trying to come at it from a functional of really healing the body. It's multifaceted. It's everything.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You you mentioned some things on the surface coming up. It's coming up soon on Clear Light. What are some changes? You mentioned a halo therapy.
Halo therapy is salt therapy, which I've known about for decades and always wanted to integrate it. So about a little over a year ago, we started working in earnest to design our own proprietary halo therapy. So when you put salt into the air, this came, there are actually salt caves in Europe that people found that when they went in there, one of the doctors in a salt mine saw that the people, this was in the 1800s, didn't have respiratory problems. So when salt is taken into the lungs, and especially in what is called micronized, and can go down deep into the lungs and the tiny alveoli, salt draws water to it. It's hydrophilic. So a lot of times if we have mucus in our lungs, which most lung problems will create that, this will soften it up and add water into it so it can be expelled. And then salt is antibacterial, antiviral. So halo therapy is a way of presenting micronized salt, either in a dry or wet form, to come into the lungs. And it has great health properties. And like I said, it's been in Europe and very popular for many years. There's salt caves now cropping up all around. So we want to add that to the sauna. And so we have a unit that we've designed and we're very happy about. We've already won like 4 design awards in Europe. So it's exciting to me. And we're going to start, we're getting our first shipments in this month, I think.
I love that. Now, will that be an add-on to the sauna, or is it part of a, like a new sauna design?
It will be an add-on. It will either affix to the wall or can be used bedside or in any room, really. It's rechargeable and uses little salt capsules, salt water, pharmaceutical salt water, very pure, that just get interjected and then puts out a very fine mist. But it has to be just the right size to be able to enter into the lungs and go deeply into, like I said, the smaller alveoli and parts of the lungs.
Incredible, talking about the salt miners. Yeah, and anyone who's listening, I mean, this is definitely a new concept to me. I would love to really dive into more research and learn more about it. I'm telling you, Europe is so progressive when it comes to this stuff. But yeah, potentially for people who have lung issues, you know, there's a lot of kids out there who have a lot of, they're always having a runny nose, congestion in the lungs, possibly bronchitis can be really helpful for you. You mentioned the antibacterial properties, antiviral. So, really exciting stuff. I learned something here on this show all the time too. So definitely something to look forward to.
Powerful stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, really it was really great to understand the power of the sauna. There's a lot of us viewers, listeners who this is new to them, but I hopefully not, because I've been talking a lot about it on Instagram for sure. But you know, presenting it in a way that to understand that it can help all cause mortality, cardiovascular health, nervous system, mental health, really amazing stuff. Where can people find you? There's going to be viewers and listeners who go, okay. Where do I get a sauna? This is Clear Light Saunas that we're talking about.
We're easy to find on the internet. We're infraredsauna.com.
Infraredsauna.com.
Yeah. We're under Clear Light, and we also sell under the Jacuzzi brand. We make saunas for Jacuzzi brand. And yeah, we're easy to find.
Yeah. And what really quick, I mentioned one of my favorite things is that I have the app. So, you know what, sometimes I'll wake up and I'll brush my teeth and I go, you know what? I'm gonna get the sauna. I can turn it on from the app without going outside, walking down, putting it on. And it's just an extra level. That's a really convenient thing, actually, because you know, it heats up and I don't have to worry about anything else. I can do it from my bed.
Yeah. That was a fun thing to put together. Every time I send a sauna out, it's sort of, for me, I'm sending out a little surprise. I want people to open up the box and put their sauna together and go, wow, this is more than I thought I was going to get. You know, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's how it feels. All right, so Clear Light Saunas, lowest EMFs, volatile organic compounds, cleanest, purest, therapeutic. We know what we need to do. So again, everyone out here knows that I'm a huge proponent of it. And I love mine. And we were talking about the benefits. I feel my sleep rhythm's better. Definitely, I've got complimented a lot more on my skin. But I think for me, something really important has been the detoxifying aspect of it. I'm dripping in sweat within 10 minutes. So, and for folks, there's a lot of people who go, I don't sweat, you know? So I really think that sauna is a major way to start opening up what I call the amunctories, detoxification pathways. You know, it's hard not to sweat in that sauna if you're doing it a few times a week and you're training your body. So some of my favorite stuff. So infrared.com, that was the website?
Infraredsauna.com.
Infraredsauna.com. Clear Light Saunas on Instagram. There's a Clear Light Saunas and then Clear Light Saunas 100. Is that another page that you guys have?
Yeah, we've got a bunch of different pages just to get the message out. And then one big thing I want people to understand is that the infrared sauna works differently. It's the wavelengths coming off the heater. So the air inside is much easier to breathe. It's not like the traditional sauna. So it's not as onerous. A lot of people have problems in a regular sauna because they find it hard to breathe. And infrared saunas are much easier to take.
Right. Versus the wet saunas, which are kind of hard at some point because you're breathing
in. The box of hot rocks, yeah. That's superheated air, like 200 degrees, and we don't have to do that. We're heating you with the infrared, so it comes in deeper and does more.
Yeah, it comes in deeper, raises core body temperature. You know, we did a show on red light therapy. We had Mike from BioLite talk about the benefits of the infrared and actually how it works. So for viewers and listeners, if you want to go deeper in there, just go to listen to that one. But yeah, infrared is the key because you're warming up the core body temperature, and that's the key, the core body temperature.
Yeah, Hippocrates said, give me a fever and I can cure any disease. So if you just raise that core temperature a degree or so, you shift everything within your body, make more white blood cells, your immune system boost, metabolism boost.
I love that, Dr. Duncan. Thank you for taking your time out today. I know we may have disrupted your creative songwriting, music making time, but what a pleasure. Again, it's Clear Light Saunas, everyone. Go check it out. If you're looking to get a sauna, go check it out. That is the number one. I've been an advocate for quite a while, and it's such a blessing to have the man over here on the show.
Thanks, Dr. G. Good to talk to you.
Awesome conversation with Dr. Duncan. It's always really encouraging for me to see people who stand by their product, who live by their product, who are aligned completely. And he's been doing this for 25 years. I mean, it's so cool. I'm sure the progression of Clear Light Saunas has been something to see from the outside looking in. But yeah, if you are looking for a sauna, this is the one, the best one. I've done research. I spoke about this even before I had a Clear Light, the importance of researching what you're putting into your body, what you're exposing yourself to while you're healing. And we highlighted just that. So thank you for taking your time out of the day, rating, reviewing, subscribing, supporting the show. So much love, so much gratitude. And for all the fans or all of the listeners, all the community, whatever it is, thank you for being here for so long. And if you're new to it, thank you for listening to the first show. Got love for all of you. Hope to see you next week.